Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Shayufiu. And l'schus Chanaliba Bas Necha Gittel, Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gittel, Simcha Ben Necha Gittel, Gila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Shmuel Alexander Ben Necha Gittel, and l'schus Moshe Huda Ben Peshadina, and l'refuas Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, and Chaim Moshe Ben Dina, and Sarleah Bas Rivka, and Yeshua Meron Chavisara. And it is based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Yaakov Dovin Hamnik Shlita. In Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Aleph, Pesukim Hein Vav, it says, V'yamamor yomar ha'ever ha'avti ha'sishti etz adoni ha'sishti v'etz panay lo etzei chavshi, v'yisho adonai v'el Elohim, v'yisho al ha'delas v'al ha'mezuzah, v'rotz adonai v'es ozno v'martzea v'avado le'olam. The pasuk tells us that if the eved says, "I love my master, I love my wife, my children, I will not go free," the master brings him to the judges. They bring him to the door, or to the mezuzah, and they bore a hole in his ear. The master bores a hole in his ear, and he serves him forever. Rashi explains, "Ratz Adonav Itz Ozna B'Metzeya." So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that this ear that heard at Har Sinai don't steal and went and stole should be get a hole in it. And if he sold himself, a ear that heard at Har Sinai that you are my servants, because to me Bnei Yisrael are servants, and this person went and acquired a master for himself, let a hole be bored in his ear. So what's interesting here is that, I mean, there are numerous things that are interesting, but one is that Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So it's quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. These two limudim, the limud that an ear that heard in Har Sinai don't steal and stole, should get a hole bored in it. And if he sells himself, he heard that you're my servants, and he went and he acquired for himself a different master. So he gets a hole. So why is this stated in the name of Yochanan ben Zakkai? Generally, Rashi doesn't say the name of the Baal HaMemra. So in the Gemara in Kiddushin, and of Chav Beza Mebeza, says Yochanan ben Zakkai, he darsh is HaMikra HaZeh, he darsh in this pasuk, the pasuk that we just quoted, Kemin Chomer. He darsh in it beautifully. Manishtana ozim mikol ebrem shabugof emra kodosh baruch hu ozim shama al ha'koli al har sinai b'shal shamati kili b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim v'holach zeh v'kana adam la'atzmo. So this person who why the ozen more than other evarim in the goof? Hashem says, this ear that heard my voice at Har Sinai, when I said that the Jewish people are my servants, and not servants to servants, and he went and he bought himself a master, making himself a servant to a servant, so this, he should get a yiratza. He should have ritzias ozen, get a hole in his ear. In the Mechilta and the Pasuk, it says, Amar Rasa Ozen Shetirtza Mikol Evarim, Ayurope and Zakai Omer Kamin Chomer, Omer Ozen Sheshama Lo Signov, Vahalach Vaganav, Hiyatirtza Mikol Evarav. That the ear that heard not to steal, and he went ahead and stole, so he gets, from all the limbs, that's where you get the hole. So the Bavli says that if the Eved sells himself, then he gets Ritzias Ozen, because of Ozen Sheshama Al Har Sinai, Kilivene Yisrael Avodim. But the Mechilta says a different reason. The Mechilta says the issue is that he didn't listen to Lo Signov. He heard Lo Signov and he didn't follow it. So that's Mashma, that only Nimkar Bignei Vaso gets Ritzia. According to the Bavli, it's somebody who sold himself. Mocher Atzmo. He was Mocher Atzmo. He went ahead and he sold himself, giving himself another master, the Lo B'Seder. So, therefore, he gets a Ritzias Ozen. In the Mechilta, it's not talking about Mocher Atzmo. It's talking about Nimkor B'Gnevaso, that he's sold by the Beis Din because he stole and he can't afford to pay. So he heard, don't steal, and he went ahead and he stole. See, he gets a hole in his ear. So it's talking about Nimkor B'Gnevaso, not Mocher Atzmo. So we have L'chora Machlok, it's Bavli, that it's talking about someone who sells himself Mocher Atzmo, and the Mechilta, that it's a Mocher Nimkor B'Gnevaso. Rashi, Ala Torah, brings both reasons. Shemocher atzmo nirtza, because the Odin Shisham al Har Sinai ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. And Nimkor b'gnei vaso gets ritzia because Odin Shisham al Signov. So Rashi was mitzari if you brought the two shitas together, the shita of the Mechilta, and the name Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the ritzia comes because of Los Signov. And the shitas habavli b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the ritzia comes because of li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and not avadim la avadim. So now we are going to discuss the shita of the mechilta. We had the shita of the mechilta, that it's because of Los Signov, and the shita of Bavli, of the Bavli, because they make themselves, because we made us, because he made himself an eved to an eved. We're supposed to only be avdei Hashem. So now we're going to discuss the shita of the mechilta, that it's because of Los Signov. After all of Parshas Mishpatim and the Dine Mamanis in this Parsha, it says, V'ger lo silchatz, this is Shmos Chav Gimel, test to your test, etc. Don't oppress a ger. Sheshanim tizras artzecha, v'saptis tuwaso, v'ashviyis tishmetenu v'netashta, v'achlu avyonei amecha, sheshis yamim tasa masecha, v'yamim shvi tishbos l'man yanuach, v'chol asher amati alechem tishameru, sholosh v'golim tochog li bashanes, chag amatzilos, בחג הקוצר ביקורי מעשיך, ובחג האוסיף, שלוש פנים בשנה, ירקו זכור חץ בני אדון השם, ועושיז בך לחם מצטם זבחי, רשיס ביקורי אדמס, חטבי בייס, השם הלוקח. So we have here the parish of not oppressing the ger, 6 years working the land and letting it rest on the seventh, 6 weeks, 6 days of the week working and resting on the seventh. Everything I tell you, you should guard. Celebrate three regalim a year, ma'achag ha-matzis, and then shavuos, and Sukkos, three times, all of your males should see the master, the face of the master God. You shouldn't shecht your carbon Pesach when you have chametz. And Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha, the beginning of your Bikurim, you should bring Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. So your Bikurim, you should bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi explains, Tishmetena Me Avoda, you shouldn't work the field, you should let it rest from doing Avoda. When it tashta, Me'achila, and you should abandon it from eating. You leave it, you leave the field hefker. Mikan amru, ein ma'aser b'shviyis. So there's no ma'aser in shviyis. You abandon the field, no chiyuv ma'aser. U'biyom ha'shviyit tishbos, mechilta, haf b'shana ha'shviyis, lo tzerker Shabbos precious mimkom. Even during Shemitah, you still have to keep Shabbos. You shouldn't say, since the whole year is called Shabbos, I'm not going to keep Shabbos. No, you have to keep what we call Shabbos, and you have to keep the Shabbos ha'aretz. Shalosh pa'amim, mechilta, lefi she'inim, medaber b'shviyas, hu tzrich lomar, shelo yis'aku, shalosh regal makom. Since we're talking about shviyas, we have to say that even though it's a special year of shviyas, don't think for a moment that you're not going to keep the three regalim. They're still going to be kept. Reishis b'kurayit mascha, afa shviyas, chayavis b'bikurim. Even in shviyas, you're chayav in bikurim. And therefore it says here, b'kurayit mascha. So Rashi brings that beautiful mahalach, this is all in the name of the mechilta. Shekol and Yanei Shabbos v'Sholosh Regalim were all brought here as part of the Parsha of Shemitah. And Rashi added a chiddush that we don't find in the Mechilta that's before us, and that is that even the Parsha of Bikurim is Noheg b'Shnas HaShemitah. That isn't in the rest of the Rashi's are from the Mechilta. The fact that Bikurim is Noheg b'Shnas HaShemitah, that's not in the Mechilta. And the Mefarshei Rashi, they discuss this. Some people do have such a gears in the Mechilta al Kopanim. We can ask, why does the Mechilta have to be Mechadish such a parish? That there's not a parasha here of Shabbos and a parasha of Regal and a parasha of Bikurim, but rather it's all a parasha of Shemitah with many details. Tzarechim. So it would appear from this that the opinion of the Mechilta is that the Kvius of Parashas Mishpatim is Dafka b'Mishpatim Shmein Adam Lachaveru. And there's no, we can't talk about mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, like Shabbos and the Moadim and the Bikurim. So it must be that all of these inyanim are brought agav mitzvahs shemitah. They're all brought, by the way, derech agav, because of mitzvah shemitah. That after we're misadu the mishpatim and dinei mamonos that are built on the schus ha'ezrach lios bailam ha'mamon v'karka, the pasuk comes and says that be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu was adon kol ha'aretz, and he gives us a schus to be bali mamon v'karka, and therefore we have to mekayim Shabbos ha'aretz kol shana shviyis, to show that all of our schus in the karka comes from the Adam. And if the Adam says that we have to rest, we have to rest. If he says to be mafkir, we're mafkir. So therefore, it's all in this in the context of mishpatim, because mishpatim means that dinei mamonos. And here we have a din mamon, that the land isn't ours. Hashem is Adam kol ha'aretz. And that's why it says, when we're all ala regel, liros is pnei ha'adam, to see the face of the Adam, to show that Hashem is the Adam, because that's the context here. We're talking about Shvius, that you have to show that Hashem is the Adam. So even when you're Olal Regel, you go to see as El Panei Adam. You go to the face of the Adam to show that God has mastery over the world and that the land doesn't belong to us. And since only Mitzvah Shmita is Shaykh to this parasha, Adarabba, that's the pinnacle and the conclusion of Parashas Mishpatim and Dinei Mamonos. So it must be that in Yanni Shabbos and Shal Shrugalim and Bikurim that are mentioned here are only coming as details of Mitzvah Shemitah. And therefore Rashi was makbid also to include Bikurim in this Mahalach. That there's an inyan to finish this Parashah in Yanni Shemitah. It's all part of Shemitah to tell you that in the Shemitah year, when Hashem is Adon, you still have to keep Shabbos, you still have to keep the three regalim, you still have to keep the Kurim. It's all included, but it's all in the context of Shemitah, because Shemitah is the sea. It shows that, hey, after all the Dinei Mamonos, you should just know that all the Mamon belongs to Hashem. So that is stage one of our journey. And Amir Tashem, in the next shiur, we will get Bali Neder to stage two, and continue seeing the flows mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.